Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last study, we quoted the Lord's words, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?" The answer is obviously no, because he does tell him. There is a form of speech called anthropomorphism. It occurs when God changes his speech to talk like a man. Here's one, quote, "The Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know." End quote. Of course, God knew it all before his visit. But in this way, he was saying there was no rush to judgment. God was giving the people of Sodom every chance to show any repentance, any expression of faith. It was like he would look through every closet, behind every door, in every heart, to see if there was anything he could salvage. Now Abraham asks, quote, "Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous?" Verse 24. "No," says the Lord, "for 50 I would spare the city." Abraham continues, "What if there were 45, 40, 30, 20, 10? Each time the Lord says he would spare the city if he found that number. Don't think that merciful Abraham was trying to hold back a wrathful God. God told Abraham what he was doing because he knew this man thought about Sodom like he did. Remember, Abram had also gone to rescue these people. No, God wanted someone to plead for them, just as he's looking for people today to pray for sinners around us who also need salvation. No need to change God's mind. He is, quote, "not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Will you be such a friend of God's?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.